like to declare the meeting open at 5:33 PM and would like to remind everyone that this meeting is being recorded. Shire of Three Springs acknowledges the traditional owners of this land, the Southern Yamatji people, and their continuing connection to land, water and community. We pay our respects to them and their cultures and to elders both past, present and emerging. In terms of people here, we have Councillor Mutter attending via Teams. All other councillors are in attendance together with the temporary CEO, the Executive Secretary and our new Community Development Officer. I'd also like to welcome Sue and Cheryl into the gallery. And I mentioned sideways. In accordance with Regulation 14C2B of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996, I have approved Councillor Jenny Mutter to attend this meeting by electronic means, noting she is in instantaneous communication with the meeting. Jen?
In accordance with Regulation 14CA5 of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996, I declare that I can maintain a confidentiality during the meeting or close part of the meeting.
Thank you very much. Our response to previous public questions taken on notice is nil. Public question time. Would either of you like to say anything at this time? Nil, lovely. But it would be fine if you did want to say something. Applications for leave of absence. No one may have one. Because we are still at our next meeting at minimum levels. Does anybody need to attend via electronic means though?
No.
No, we're all good. Fabulous. A confirmation of the previous meeting minutes. Would anybody like to move that the ordinary council meeting held on the 10th of December is a true and correct record? Thank you, Councillor Emma. And Councillor Connaughton. We will pass that at 4-0. And the annual electors meeting. I'm happy to move that they are a true record. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Enon. No dissent. Pass that at 4-0 as well. Shire President reminds council members and staff of the requirements of Section 5.65 of the Local Government Act to disclose any interest during the meeting prior to the matter being discussed. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items in which they may have an interest until such time as they have seen a copy of the minutes of the meeting or have been advised in writing by the Shire of Three Springs staff. Announcements of and reports. If there's anything up on the screen that you attended that is not there for December, can you please January, can you please let Tricia know? Petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions is nil. We'll move on to item 10.1, the Executive Leadership Realignment, Temporary Chief Executive Officer Appointment. I have a disclosure of interest form from Chris East, who will step out of the room now. Officer's recommendation is that Council revokes its previous resolution appointing Deputy CEO as the Temporary Chief Executive Officer and appoints Mr. Mark DeCombe as Temporary Chief Executive Officer of the Shire of Three Springs effective 3rd of March 2026 for a period not exceeding 12 months or until a substantive CEO is appointed and commences, and notes that the Deputy Chief Executive Officer will revert to their substantive role effective the same date. I'm happy to move that. Can I have a second, please? Thank you. Chris? So, background behind this is when we set up Chris taking on the role of deputy temporary CEO, the idea was that she was going to have a lot more support from the existing senior staff. And as the majority of them have left, she's dealing with lots of newbies, she's coming into budget time, she's been drowning. So she is very happy to have somebody else come in, take the reins and share the load. I've spoken to Mark already, it's another Mark. Fourth Mark will have it on council. It sounds great. I'm very happy with what he will bring. He's very aware that we are waiting for three new councillors and asked the right questions about where we are in the strategic plan. I don't think he'll be a seat warmer. I think he's prepared to do stuff. But he's also aware that he's not here for a long time now. So are there any further questions
for us? I did have a question, and it's really just on the terminology. Because we put Chris in as a temporary.
Yes.
And I thought that if we employed somebody else, they'd be coming in as acting.
So acting is only when we have a CEO and they're away for a period of time and we have someone.
Oh, okay.
So because we don't have that, it is still a temporary.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's taking a little while. Get them all right. Everybody happy, comfortable.
Yes.
He will be here next week, which I also think is pretty
important. Yeah. Yes, it's just, it is important to support Chris.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and he was, that was one of the questions he asked me, how is she with all this? So he was also aware of what he may be coming into and sensitivities. So if there's no further questions, can we have a show of hands for this time, please? And pass that forward.
Would you like me to ask Chris to return?
Could you ask Chris to come back? Also, could you ask Chris to come back? Thank you.
I was on one door, so it was on the other door.
Yeah. I didn't know which door she went through. I found that.
10.2, exercise of further term options for the licence of the shared use of the Three Springs Town Oval. The officer's recommendation is that council acknowledge that exercise by the Minister for Education of the further term option under the existing Crown Land licence for the shared use of the Three Springs Town Football Oval. Confirm that the licence continues in force for the period 1st of July 2025 to 30th of June 2035 in accordance with the 2015 agreement. Approve the revised annual contribution of $3,600 plus GST, subject to a fixed 3% annual increase, and authorise the Chief Executive Office to execute and exchange the variation documentation, confirming the further term and contribution adjustment. Can I have somebody move that motion, please? Thank you, Councillor Mutter. And a seconder for that. Thank you, Councillor Pinar. Councillor Mutter, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, everything's okay.
Councillor
Aylmore? I think it's great that they're continuing to use the oval.
Wonderful. There's no dissent. We'll pass that at 4-0. Item 10.3, cat local law exemption for 21 Mayhofer Street, Kiva Cats Maine Coons. The officer's recommendation is that council notes the completion of the 12-month conditional approval permitting the keeping of up to 8 cats at 21 Mayhofer Street, notes that no complaints or compliance breaches were reported during the trial period, notes that an inspection by the environmental health officer confirmed the premises are appropriate for the number of cats kept and that no nuisance or health concerns were identified. Pursuant to clause 5.2.4 of the Shire of Brisbane's health local laws, is satisfied that the keeping of 8 cats at 21 Mayhofer Street will not be a nuisance or injurious or dangerous to health, and grants permanent exemption approval to Cheryl Hudak for the keeping of up to 8 cats at any one time at 21 Mayhofer Street, with the exemption to specify the owner-occupier to whom the exemption applies, the premises to which the exemption applies, and the maximum number of cats permitted being 8 at any one time, and notes that this exemption may be reviewed or revoked by council should nuisance, non-compliance or health concerns arise in the future. I have a disclosure of interest form here from Councillor Ennell, who is close friends with the applicant, for an impartiality. Can I have somebody move that motion, please? Thank you, Councillor Connaughton. And can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Martin. Quite simple, Councillor
Cummins. Yeah, quite simple. Great decision. Go ahead. Good business.
Yep.
Good.
Councillor
Mutter. Great cats.
Yeah. If there's no dissent, we will pass that at 4-0. Item 10.4, the monthly financial reports for the period up to the 31st of December. Officer's recommendation is that Council accepts the monthly financial report for the period ending 31st of December 2025. I'm happy to move that. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Compton. Any questions, queries, comments? No dissent then. We will pass that at 4-0. Item 10.5. The monthly financial report for the period to 31st of January 2026. Officer's recommendation is that Council accepts the monthly financial report for the period ending 31st of January 2026. Could I have a mover for that motion, please? Thank you, Councillor Lennon. A seconder, Councillor Mutter. Questions, queries, comments? None. We will pass that at 4-0. Item 10.6, accounts for payments 31st of December 2025. Officer's recommendation is that Council accepts all those payments as listed in the agenda, totaling $2,112,856.76. I'm happy to move that. Councillor Connaughton is happy to second that.
That number's different to what's in the audience.
Sorry?
The number that you said was the title was different.
Doesn't add.
Oh, no, read sorry. I misread it, sorry.
Thank you for double checking me.
Chris, stress attack. They look, she's gone all red.
It's entirely possible.
That's a heart attack.
It's entirely possible that I read that wrong. Or I read it right and it came out of the mouth. If there's no questions or dissent, we'll pass that at 4-0. And item 10.7 is accounts for payments for the 31st of January. Council accepts payments as listed there, totaling for January for $155,589.33. I paid close attention to make sure I read what was there that time. I am happy to move that. Have a good quiet January. Councillor Connaughton. Questions, queries? We will pass that at 4-0. Item 11, motions of which previous notice has been given is nil. Item 12, business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of meeting from elected members is nil, and by staff is nil. Questions by members without notice is nil. Questions by members of which due notice has been given is nil. The next ordinary council meeting will be held on Wednesday, 25th of March 2026 at 5:30 p.m. There being no confidential items, I declare the meeting closed at 5:49 p.m. And thank you all for attending.